Okay, so we can
Good
go ahead
morning, Adrian.
With the roll call then. Adrian Barnes.
Sure.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton.
Here.
Thank you, Dwayne. And Wylene Hubert.
Here.
Good morning, Wylene.
Good morning.
And Josefina Alvarado Mena for the record.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody. We're going to go ahead and go straight to the consent agenda. So if we have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
I can second.
No. Great. Okay. Wylene made the motion. Dwayne seconded. Let's go ahead. Any discussion? No discussion. So we'll go ahead and call
the
vote.
I do have a quick question. Can we remove the COVID resolution or separate it, just because I haven't had a chance to review the minutes, so I won't be able to vote on those.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's vote on the consent agenda, which includes the minutes, and then we'll take the COVID resolution separately. So on the minutes, the consent agenda, sorry, Adrian Barnes.
Abstain.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton.
Approve.
Thank you. Wylene Hubert.
Yes.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado Mena, I approve the minutes as well. So now let's take the COVID resolution. So Adrian Barnes.
Approve.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton.
Approve.
Thank you. Wylene Hubert.
Approve.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado Mena, I will approve them the resolution as well. So let's go ahead and move this agenda to the finance report. And Kimberly, Susan, who's going to get us started?
Yes. Susan's going to go ahead and get us started.
What'd you say, Kimberly? Susan?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right, you guys. So this is the short-term fiscal outlook that I came up with, knowing everything that I know as of right now. Just to let you know, Lisa, Kimberly, Romy and my team met yesterday just to review this and make sure we captured everything in advance of our meeting today. So just to start at the top, I just did want to note, I know we talk about this a lot, we talked about it the last board meeting, but the enrollment dropped from 820 to 791. So obviously that has had a huge impact on the budget this year, $486,000 just in LCFF revenue. So just wanted to kind of put that at the top, so that's kind of fresh in everybody's mind. And then moving on to cash projections. So I used November 30th. So as of November 30th, you'll see the cash balance in the bank was the $1.5 million. Then you also still have the board designated reserve, which is the 117,490. So total cash at the end of November was the $2,673,000. So then kind of what we know is happening right now so far is, you know, we have the situation with the STRS penalty and interest, that balance being due. So that's $530,323. And then in the cash flow, I used the COSATS proposal that we did for the mediation, and I just matched those numbers in the current budget. So the estimate for the one-time payment per unit member is around $219,000. And then an additional increase January through June of total of $480,000 over that time period.
Susan, can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
So in terms of the board, of course, is aware that the STRS penalty is due. I don't think that they are aware of the most recent developments
okay.
In the sense that originally we had budgeted $35,000 per month while we were appealing our penalties and interest. And we were doing that in good with, you know, for good faith measure, just to hope that they would continue to allow us to do that.
Right.
So recently they contacted the school, Alameda County Office of Education, to demand full payment. So at first, this $530,000 was spread out over 2 years. So it wasn't, well, the remainder of 2 years. So it wasn't as much of a fiscal impact. Over long term, of course, but it bought us some, we were hoping it would buy us some time. But STRS is to the point now where they've sent out demand for payment letters, and they are saying we have to pay this all at once right now, or they will take it out of our apportionment payments. So either way it goes, the penalty, the payment plan that we thought we would be able to continue to do is no longer on the table at the moment.
Right.
So that's why it's such a big difference right now.
And
I have one more thing.
Yeah.
That is that in the meeting that Kimberly and I were in, and then I shared this with Kevin Troy, our attorney over at YMNC, there was real concern because these letters were never coming from STRS. These letters were never coming to OSA. They were going to the county. And supposedly they started in August, and they received one in August, September, October, and November. We never received those at all. They were never forwarded to us. And what we were what was shared with us in the meeting is that all of these letters came at one time and were sort of hidden in emails that the county never saw. So they were reaching out to STRS as well. I just wanted to bring that piece to you so it didn't look like we were hearing this information and ignoring it. In good faith, we were making the payments.
And we also do know that STRS does have the authority to pull money from your LCFF revenues. So they do have the capacity to just take it from, you know, your income. So,
which is where we are now. It's either, unless, you know, they've asked STRS, Alameda County has asked STRS for a little more time for us to figure this out, but their position with STRS is not going to give you more time. So either you pay this or they're going to take it out of your apportionments that you get for your LCFF revenue. So that's why it's hitting, you know, the cash flow all at one time.
And Kimberly, can I ask one other question? Are you continuing to accrue additional interest from every day now going forward?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it will be higher than the 530 when it's, depending on when it's paid.
Okay. Right. Yes. Kimberly, it shouldn't be that much more though, because this is, according to the meeting, this will take place next month. So it won't be that much more.
Okay.
Sorry, Adrienne, go ahead.
It's okay. I just wanted to clarify. I think at some point I heard that if STRS gives us more time means something like a couple of weeks. It's not correct. Any significant amount of time.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that before we move on? No. Okay. So then the third point that I wanted to make is that legal expenses, you know, we had increased that budget to 150. We've now exceeded that. Just the bill for last month was $75,000 for the month. So just so you're aware, I built in an additional $25,000 a month going forward, just as to be extra conservative in the cash flow. So there is that, that's already built in here. Just so we're aware of that. So projected cash as of right now, as of June 30, 22, we're looking at a cash balance of $633,000. You do still have the board reserve at that point, so the 1.17. So total projected cash would be the $1,750,803, given what we know now, right? So then we just kind of listed some additional variables, things we're not sure about, things that may come into play, you know, one way or the other. Obviously, the additional legal expenses, but, you know, I think we've accounted for some of those, hopefully all of those. One-time funds, whether those will be replenished in future years. You guys have about $450,000 in your budget this year in one-time funds. So just, you know, obviously there's no assurances or guarantees that we're going to see any more of those going forward. I also wanted to point out that our enrollment projections for the next 2 years is at 815. So that's a substantial jump from where we actually are now. So if that isn't realized, that's, you know, obviously another thing that's really going to impact both budget and cash flow. And then actual fundraising results, you know, Lisa can speak to this, but I think we're, last time I checked, I think we were about $350,000 towards your fundraising goal.
Yeah, we have an extra $134,000. Okay, so we're when I looked at the numbers yesterday and talked to Stephen, we're about right where we were last year with fundraising. But we need obviously get up, but it's been 133,000 more since the board meeting.
Okay, good. Just wanted to point that out because this does include $1 million in fundraising.
Right.
Okay.
Can I just chime in really quickly? I just want to make sure everyone knows that even with all of those assumptions, including the 815 enrollment and strong fundraising projections moving forward, we're still projecting a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So long-term, we are not sustainable unless we make some significant changes outside of this SBA loan. The SBA loan is going to help us basically move forward for the next year or so, but we need to make some serious changes to the school and its expenses and or revenues to be able to survive.
Thanks, Adrian. Okay, so number six is just to keep in mind potential for additional STRS claims. I know Kimberly's mentioned that there are some out there, so that could come at any time, just something else to keep in mind. And then how OUSD will view OSA's short-term and long-term viability. So we just don't know if they may ask for more budget revisions. We don't know, it's just kind of an unknown that we just want to be aware of. I know that you have felt like they've been supportive and that you've been in good standing, but we just want to make sure that, that's always a possibility of them asking you to make some changes as well. So then just an important cash flow update. Obviously, like we were just saying, without any some additional cash or relief, my projections show that we'll need to start tapping into your board designated reserve by September, if not earlier. So when I was looking at the cash flow, I looked at the month that I was like, no, we're going to have to start diving into that, plug that in there. So then right now, the projection for June of 23 would leave a cash balance of just $529,000 and the investment reserve would be completely used up.
Okay, is there anything else on the presentation before we go to public comment and then board discussion?
Sorry, just one more clarifying question. Yes. I know you mentioned putting in the potential bonuses into the year and numbers and the cash flow. Does it include raises as well?
Yes. So see the 219, that's the one time. And then the 480 is the difference in the additional salary expense, salary and benefits for the rest of the year.
Okay. What are those numbers based on? We don't have a settlement, right? That's just our current offer on the table.
Yes, that's based on the mediation offer. So I just tied our budget numbers, cash flow numbers to that offer.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And then those raises are billed out in the next couple of years also?
Yes. I matched all 3 years in cash flow. Mm-hmm.
And Susan, just so that we have a little bit of a taste of what that looks like, what is our annual loss for the next 2 years, assuming those additions?
Okay, bear with me. That might take me a minute.
That's okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Let me see. Okay, so I have 2022-23 looks like 1,084,000. And then 23-24 is 1,257,000.
Okay, thank you. So we are projecting million plus losses in each of the next 2 years on top of a million plus dollar loss this year? Is that?
Yeah. So this year, hold on. Let me look at where that put this year. Cause I didn't do them in a budget doc. I just did them in cash flow.
Got it. So either way, I just want to make it very clear to both OSA leadership and the board that we have to make some serious structural changes. This is not going to work. We are not going to be able to move forward like this.
Yes, message received, Adrian.
Thanks, Josefina.
Yes, it's very clear. Let's go ahead and go to public comment, and then we can go to board discussion. Do we have any public comment? Okay, seeing that there is no public comment, let's go ahead and open it up for board questions, comments.
I mean, I really agree with Adrian that that's a problem, that the budget deficit is a problem, and I think we need to start looking at potential solutions. And I think it's easier to, just kind of put everything on the board, just be really creative in our thinking about what can we cut? What are some additional fundraising possibilities? You know, what would it mean if we eliminated this, this program, or what would it mean if we, diversified our fundraising in this way? And, what would it mean if we expanded, what would be the sacrifices that would be required if we figured out how to add students, all the different things and what they could add up to, and just kind of put them all in the middle of the room, just to take seriously the issue and the need to find a solution, even if all of them seem really distasteful and impossible. As we sit here today, I think we just have to consider everything.
Thank you, Eileen. Other board questions or comments?
Am I allowed to make a comment right now? I guess I should have
spoken. Yes, Kimberly. Go ahead.
A couple of things, just so the board members are aware. The loan that we are looking to apply for is, you can apply for up to $2 million. You have 30 years to pay it off. There's no payments due in the first 2 years. And the interest rate for the loan would not exceed 4% if we were approved. The issue that OSA may run into, we are still submitting, of course, because at this point, we need to try everything that we can. Is that OSA has no collateral. We don't own any property. And so if that's a challenge that comes up, that may be the only reason why we couldn't move forward. But the loans are designed for COVID relief. So we can clearly state the case that we are still suffering from the impacts of COVID. It totally affected our enrollment, which was, almost $500,000. Loss in revenue. Show revenue at this point at the end of the year, if we were having, even with just the vocal and the instrumental shows that we've done in prior years, our revenue would have been higher. So, I'm hoping that even though it states we need some form of collateral, that we can state our case and, work around the red tape of that somehow. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is at some point, given that Susan said we may have to dip into our reserves by September of next school year, we need to at some point figure out, the board needs to figure out a new amount, because the resolution that we currently have says a minimum of 10% of our operating funds. So the board would need to, I believe, pass a new resolution to allow us to dip further, to dip into the reserves at all. So that's just something to put on the upcoming agenda. I believe that's how it works. If I'm not correct, let me know.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I think you're right about that as well. I had a question about the SBA loan and the collateral. Isn't there an amount that is stated that doesn't require collateral?
It says it's required for loans over $25,000.
Okay.
So, and they said real estate is the preferred collateral, of course, but you know, I'm just hoping that even though we submit and we figure out how to state our case somehow, some way, that they will, you know, and this is, and maybe because we're a school, right? It will be a little different. I don't know. It's worth, definitely worth trying.
Okay. Other board comments or questions? I just wanted to confirm that in the budget summary that we just saw, that the salary increases were not retro, right? That's why there's the other amount for the bonuses, that the new salary rates would go into effect for starting in January 2021. Right. I mean 2022. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Josefina, I guess I have just one question. I mean, right now we're sort of kind of like, you know, spitballing, putting a lot of things out there, which I all agree with. Is the finance committee, are they looking at this at a more micro, you know, sort of level to kind of, we put a lot of ideas just right now, but my question is, if the finance committee is doing that, that's great. But then I feel like we need to have dedicated time to kind of really flush out these ideas that we have. You know, there's questions regarding, you know, what sort of collateral could we use? I mean, we recognize real estate, but there's a number of answers there, you know, even to the point where I think what Adrian brought up around going further than just the 10%, you know, coming next September, which addressed one question because I didn't know how much runway we had before we really needed to do something. So I think there's a lot of questions, you know, that are just out there. I guess I'm asking, do we have is there one committee or do we just need to have additional sessions so that we can try to put some of this, make it a little more finalized?
Dwayne, this came up outside of the finance committee's meeting schedule. Okay. So this, we actually haven't discussed this as a finance committee. But yes, moving forward, we need to. And I would say moving forward, we need to have a full board and leadership discussion.
Yep. Thanks, Adrian. Okay.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
The other topics that we discussed yesterday is I brought up this, it's similar to when we were facing deferrals and we went to different organizations to see, right? What would it be like if we were given a loan? What would the interest rate be? We kind of shopped around different options, shopped around credit line, shopped around private facilities that offer loans to charter schools at their time of need. So the same process will take place again, just so that the board, if the SBA loan does not work out, what are the next options, right? So what if we went with this company and we asked for, you know, I'm just throwing a number out there. If we just asked for $1 million, which would help us maybe get through next year without going into our reserves, for example, what would the interest rate be on that? What would the repayment terms be? Just so that all of our community is aware of all of the steps that we're trying to take to, you know, sustain the organization as long as possible. Outside of the structural changes, there will be, you know, other options that we're looking at outside of this loan that we're trying to get the approval for.
Thanks, Kimberly.
I would suggest that, you know, that we have the finance committee, but also that we schedule a board study session on budget and we use that time that's the only thing on the agenda. We can use that time to work with leadership and kind of just really do a deep dive after the finance committee meets. Maybe that is the main, I don't know if we need a second meeting in January, but we definitely need to do it in January because as Adrian stated previously, it's clear this is not sustainable. And the sooner we decide, you know, how we can move forward, the better in terms of, you know, just trying to put us on a better track We can implement some strategies in terms of, you know, recruitment. I mean, enrollment is the easiest way to increase revenue, but there's a lot of implications to doing that. We just have to, we need some time to kind of work through those options. So if there's no more questions from the board members, can somebody walk us through the two resolutions? I mean, there's, I think, two different attachments, page one and page two. Can we just kind of talk through that?
There is two pages just to allow for space for all of the board members' names. But it's just a standard resolution that this loan that you have to fill out to apply. It basically is just approval showing that your board members are aware that you're applying for the loan, and just standard language from the Small Business Association that's attached to the loan. Romy, do you have it to display?
And then Kimberly, can you talk a little bit about the timeline in terms of the response from the SBA?
That I'm not 100% sure about. I know that they, when I called in, of course, the language is always we are behind on things, and so we are trying to catch up. So I don't have a definitive timeline, but I can try and call and see if I can get more of an answer on that.
So, I mean, I think the other thing we need to consider, in especially given that we don't know what the timeline is going to be on a response to this loan application, is what's the plan B in terms of the STRS payment? Do we want to consider if this loan does not go through, going into the reserves to pay the STRS? Is that better than having them, you know, take the money out of our allocation directly? I just think we need to talk about the plan B here.
I had one thing is in my conversation with Kev Troy, our attorney, I think that there is further conversation that we can be having with the county, you know, to kind of share updates of where we are, our current situation, and see if they could be a partner with us. Right now, Kev Troy was saying to us, hold tight, just for a moment, as he was going through sort of the paperwork and kind of looking at the situation. But I think one of the next steps is going back to Kev and seeing what he can do to assist us with furthering that conversation with the county. Because if there is a way that they could help us financially and we can pay them back, that possibly is an option.
Just one correction on the resolution is my last name is flipped. It's Alvarado Mena.
Oh, okay. Romy, the one I sent you was a PDF, correct? Or was it? Okay. I'll update that. And then we would just need to get everyone else's correct on here, right? Dwayne, okay.
Now, what would be the, I'm not sure I understand what the county might be willing to do or why. Like, what is the OSA's relationship with the county officially, and why might they, you know, wanna help us, give us money, et cetera?
Yeah, I think within this relationship, it's all STRS. Mm-hmm. So all of the STRS, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Kimberly, but all of the STRS funding, when we appealed the first piece, we had to go through the county because all the billing goes to the county, all the communication goes to the county. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Dr. Clark called a meeting with us. And our jaw dropped when she shared with us that there has been 4 months of bills coming that we had no idea of. And because we didn't know, right? In good faith, we are making this $35,000 a month payment. So I think that what Kev Troy was sharing is because there's that relationship that you have to go through the county to go to STRS, that's something that we, as a possible next step, and as maybe one of the suggested options, is to be having a conversation with them to see if they can support us.
I would add to that, part of why we're in this rush right now is that these letters were supposed to have been received by the county months ago. They started in August, and it was basically a letter per month. Mm-hmm. So because the county didn't see them or didn't receive them, we're not sure exactly what happened. We never saw them. So they were sort of the middleman. And so that's why there is the question of, can we ask for help from the county? Because now it looks to us like all of a sudden we have to pay this when there has been quite a bit of notice. And Lisa, just to be clear, when we talked about this, we do want to ask Kevin to help us get some sort of assistance from the county. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Okay, any other comments or questions? And Wileen, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
All right, so just to summarize where we are, we have the loan application for the SBA COVID relief loan ready to go, but it needs a resolution to be submitted. That is a requirement of the SBA. We've also asked our attorney to go back to the county and ask the county for their assistance, given this current scenario. We will be scheduling a study session. We'll have finance committee, and then maybe an additional study session if there's not enough room on the regular January agenda. If we do need to do a study session, I would suggest that happen before our next regular meeting, since our regular meeting happens later on in January, and this is more urgent, to work through the financial scenarios and to start to lay out a plan as to how to create a more sustainable model. What we have not talked about yet is if the SBA loan does not come through in time, and the county does not offer some additional assistance, if we want to think about the reserves or use the reserve account to make the payment to STRS. Does anybody have any thoughts or comments or questions about that? And I'm putting that on the table because I don't want us to be in the situation where the action is taken and because we haven't taken, you know, another action.
Mm-hmm. So, Safina, are you asking that we make that decision now or just consider it and bring it back to a future meeting?
Well, we can consider it, but we would need to have another meeting, I think, to be able to reverse or create a new resolution to dip into the reserve account. And I'm just a little bit concerned about the timeline for that, because we would have to pull everybody together, and that typically takes at least, 24 hours, worst case scenario.
And what's the expected timing for knowing whether we're going to get the loan or not, and how does that line up with the due date of the
first? Kimberly said that it's the timeline is unknown, and the SBA has said that they're running behind, and so there's no clear timeline on the response.
Got it. Okay.
I'll give them a call this morning and see if I can get a more definitive answer.
If the board members are okay with kind of, you know, letting this ride a little, and then if we need to call an emergency meeting to dip into the reserve account, then we can do that. But that would be, you know, rather urgent.
Well, and Josephine, your projections now, you would be okay even if they took the full CERS payment back, just with your regular cash account. So I don't think that's it. I don't think that's urgent immediately.
We would be okay until September or till when? When we need?
I think you would be okay. I mean, you really start to dip in March, but even, you know, even with all of those coming out in January with expected revenues coming in, you would be fine. So I think as long as we're just meeting and we're watching it and we're updating it, I don't think you're going to run into an urgent situation with that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, so then I guess we don't have to make that decision today.
And I'll just continue to update, like as soon as, you know, we're nearing the end of December, I'll update with December actuals. I mean, I'll just keep everything as up to date. So it's just available. We do that anyway, but just so it's available just anytime, you know, we need to meet.
Excellent. So do you need a motion on the resolution?
Yes, we need a motion on the resolution.
I move to approve the resolution. Is it two or one?
It's one resolution, two pages.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so Wyling made the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Dwayne. Any board discussion? Okay, no board discussion. Let's go ahead and take the vote. Adrian Barnes?
Yes.
Thank you, Adrian. Dwayne Walton?
Yes.
Thank you. Wyling Huber?
Yes.
Thank you. And Josefina Alvarado-Mena, I also vote yes. So that motion passes. The application will be submitted when? Today? Tomorrow?
Yeah. I need to just fix the other page. And then Wyling, I will send these over to you because you'll have to sign as the secretary.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, and look for some, I guess, a doodle poll to try to get our study session scheduled for January. The next finance meeting is when? Can we just share that date in case anybody else wants to attend?
I think normally it would be Friday the 21st of January.
Yeah, right before the board meeting.
Yeah, which would be the following week.
So if we wanted to do it the week in advance, I mean, we can be flexible if we need more time after that.
Okay, so we may want to think about moving that meeting up, Adrian. I'll check in with you.
Okay, because the idea would be that we want to do the study session, certainly before the board meeting, mm-hmm. but yes. After the finance meeting would be ideal, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Makes sense.
Okay, thank you everyone. Try to enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year,
everyone. Bye-bye and stay well.
Stay well, you too.
Bye.